Discourse on the Relays of Chariots, translated by I.B. Horner. Thus have I heard. At one time the Lord was staying near Rajagaha in the bamboo grove at the squirrel's feeding place. Then a number of monks living in their native district, having kept the reins locally, approached the Lord. Having approached, having greeted the Lord, they sat down at a respectful distance. The Lord spoke thus to these monks as they were sitting down at a respectful distance. Who, monks, among the monks living in their native district, is esteemed by his local fellow Brahmafarers in this way, both as one desiring little for himself, and as being one who talks to the monks on desiring little, both as one who is content for himself, and as one who talks to the monks on contentment, both as one who is aloof himself, and as one who talks to the monks on aloofness, both as one who is not sociable himself, and as one who talks to the monks about not being sociable, both as one of stirred up energy himself, and as one who talks to the monks on stirring up energy, both as one who is himself endowed with moral habit, and as one who talks to the monks on the attainment of moral habit, both as one who is himself endowed with concentration, and as one who talks to the monks on the attainment of concentration, both as one who is himself endowed with intuitive wisdom, and as one who talks to the monks on the attainment of intuitive wisdom, both as one who is himself endowed with freedom, and as one who talks to monks on the attainment of freedom, both as one who is himself endowed with the knowledge and vision of freedom, and as one who talks to the monks on the attainment of the knowledge and vision of freedom, an exhorter, instructor, one who can gladden, arouse, incite, delight his fellow Brahmafarers. Lord, the venerable Puna Mantani's son is among the monks living in their native district, is esteemed by his local fellow Brahmafarers in this way, both as one desiring little for himself, and as being one who talks to the monks on desiring little, both as one who is content for himself, and as one who talks to the monks on contentment, both as one who is aloof himself, and as one who talks to the monks on aloofness, both as one who is not sociable himself, and as one who talks to the monks about not being sociable, both as one of stirred up energy himself, and as one who talks to the monks on stirring up energy, both as one who is himself endowed with moral habit, and as one who talks to the monks on the attainment of moral habit, both as one who is himself endowed with concentration, and as one who talks to the monks on the attainment of concentration, both as one who is himself endowed with intuitive wisdom, and as one who talks to monks on the attainment of intuitive wisdom, both as one who is himself endowed with freedom, and as one who talks to monks on the attainment of freedom, both as one who is himself endowed with the knowledge and vision of freedom, and as one who talks to the monks on the attainment of the knowledge and vision of freedom, an exhorter, instructor, one who can gladden, arouse, incite, delight his fellow Brahmafarers. Now at that time the venerable Sariputta was sitting close to the Lord. Then it occurred to the venerable Sariputta, it is profitable for the venerable Puna Mantani's son. It is well gotten for the venerable Puna Mantani's son that his well-informed fellow Brahmafarers praise him point by point when they are face to face with the teacher, and that the teacher approves of him. Perhaps I might meet the venerable Puna Mantani's son somewhere. Perhaps there might be some conversation with him. Then the Lord, having stayed near Rajagaha for as long as he found suitable, set out on tour for Sarvati. In due course, walking on tour, he arrived at Sarvati. The Lord stayed here near Sarvati in the Jeta Grove, in Anartha Pindika's monastery. Then the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son, heard, "They say the Lord has reached Sarvati and is staying near Sarvati in the Jeta Grove in Anartha Pindika's monastery." Then the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son, having packed away his bedding, taking his bowl and robe, set out on tour for Sarvati. In due course, walking on tour, he approached Sarvati, the Jeta Grove, Anartha Pindika's monastery, and the Lord. Having approached, having greeted the Lord, he sat down at a respectful distance. The Lord, gladdened, roused, incited, delighted the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son, with talk on Dhamma as he was sitting down at a respectful distance. Then the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son, gladdened, roused, incited, delighted by the Lord's talk on Dhamma, having rejoiced and being satisfied, rising from his seat, having greeted the Lord and keeping his right side towards him, set out for the day's sojourn in the blind men's grove. Then a certain monk approached the Venerable Sariputta. Having approached, he spoke thus to the Venerable Sariputta. "Inasmuch as you, Reverend Sariputta, are continually extolling the monk called Punna, Mantani's son, he gladdened, roused, incited, delighted by the Lord's talk on Dhamma, having rejoiced in what the Lord had said, and being satisfied, rising from his seat, having greeted the Lord and keeping his right side towards him, is setting out for the blind men's grove for the day's sojourn." Then the Venerable Sariputta, hurriedly taking his piece of cloth to sit upon, followed close after the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son, keeping him in sight. Then the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son, having plunged into the blind men's grove, sat down at the root of a tree for the day's sojourn. Then the Venerable Sariputta, having also plunged into the blind men's grove, sat down at the root of a tree for the day's sojourn. Then the Venerable Sariputta, having emerged from solitary meditation towards evening, approached the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son. Having approached, he exchanged greeting with the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son. Having exchanged greetings of friendliness and courtesy, he sat down at one side. As he was sitting down at one side, the Venerable Sariputta spoke thus to the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son. "Your Reverence, is the Brahmafaring lived under our Lord?"
"Yes, Your Reverence."
"Your Reverence, is the Brahmafaring lived under the Lord for purity of moral habit?"
"Not for this, Your Reverence."
"Then, Your Reverence, is not the Brahmafaring lived under the Lord for purity of mind?"
"Not for this, Your Reverence."
"Then, Your Reverence, is the Brahmafaring lived under the Lord for purity of view?"
"Not for this, Your Reverence."
"Then, Your Reverence, is not the Brahmafaring lived under the Lord for purity through crossing over doubt?"
"Not for this, Your Reverence."
"Then, Your Reverence, is the Brahmafaring lived under the Lord for purity of knowledge and insight into the way and what is not the way?"
"Not for this, Your Reverence."
"Then, Your Reverence, is not the Brahmafaring lived under the Lord for purity of knowledge and insight into the Course?"
"Not for this, Your Reverence."
"Then, Your Reverence, is not the Brahmafaring lived under the Lord for purity arising from knowledge and insight?"
"Not for this, Your Reverence."
"But when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, 'Your Reverence, is the Brahmafaring lived under the Lord for purity of moral habit?' you say, 'Not for this, Your Reverence.' And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, Then, Your Reverence, is not the Brahma faring lived under the Lord for purity of mind? You say, not for this, Your Reverence. And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, then, Your Reverence, is the Brahma faring lived under the Lord for purity of view? You say, not for this, Your Reverence. And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, then, Your Reverence, is not the Brahma faring lived under the Lord for purity through crossing over doubt? You say, not for this, Your Reverence. And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, then, Your Reverence, is the Brahma faring lived under the Lord for purity of knowledge and insight into the way and what is not the way? You say, not for this, Your Reverence. And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, then, Your Reverence, is not the Brahma faring lived under the Lord for purity of knowledge and insight into the Course? You say, not for this, Your Reverence. And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, then, Your Reverence, is not the Brahma faring lived under the Lord for purity arising from knowledge and insight? You say, not for this, Your Reverence. What is the reason, then, Your Reverence, that the Brahma faring is lived under the Lord? The Brahma faring under the Lord, Your Reverence, is lived for utter nibbana, without attachment. Your Reverence, is purity of moral habit utter nibbana without attachment? It is not, Your Reverence. Your Reverence, is not purity of mind utter nibbana without attachment? It is not this, Your Reverence. Then, Your Reverence, is purity of view utter nibbana without attachment? It is not this, Your Reverence. Then, Your Reverence, is not purity through crossing over doubt utter nibbana without attachment? It is not this, Your Reverence. Then, Your Reverence, is purity of knowledge and insight into the way and what is not the way utter nibbana without attachment? It is not this, Your Reverence. Then, Your Reverence, is not purity of knowledge and insight into the Course utter nibbana without attachment? It is not this, Your Reverence. Then, Your Reverence, is purity arising from knowledge and insight utter nibbana without attachment? It is not this, Your Reverence. But, Your Reverence, what is utter nibbana without attachment except these states? It is not this, Your Reverence. But when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, Your Reverence, is purity of moral habit utter nibbana without attachment? You say, it is not this, Your Reverence. And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, Your Reverence, is not purity of mind utter nibbana without attachment? You say, it is not this, Your Reverence. And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, then, Your Reverence, is purity of view utter nibbana without attachment? You say, it is not this, Your Reverence. And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, then, Your Reverence, is not purity through crossing over doubt utter nibbana without attachment? You say, it is not this, Your Reverence. And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, then, Your Reverence, is purity of knowledge and insight into the way and what is not the way utter nibbana without attachment? You say, it is not this, Your Reverence. And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, then, Your Reverence, is not purity of knowledge and insight into the Course utter nibbana without attachment? You say, it is not this, Your Reverence. And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, then, Your Reverence, is purity arising from knowledge and insight utter nibbana without attachment? You say, it is not this, Your Reverence. And when you, Your Reverence, are being asked, but, Your Reverence, what is utter nibbana without attachment except these states? You say, it is not this, Your Reverence. But, Your Reverence, the meaning of what has been said should have been shown as it was spoken. If, Your Reverence, the Lord has laid down that purity of moral habit was utter nibbana without attachment, he would have laid down that utter nibbana without attachment is the same as that with attachment. If, Your Reverence, the Lord had laid down that purity of mind was utter nibbana without attachment, He would have laid down that utter nibbana without attachment is the same as that with attachment. If, Your Reverence, the Lord had laid down that purity of view was utter nibbana without attachment, He would have laid down that utter nibbana without attachment is the same as that with attachment. If, Your Reverence, the Lord had laid down that purity through crossing over doubt was utter nibbana without attachment, He would have laid down that utter nibbana without attachment is the same as that with attachment. If, Your Reverence, the Lord had laid down that purity of knowledge and insight into the way and what is not the way was utter nibbana without attachment, He would have laid down that utter nibbana without attachment is the same as that with attachment. If, Your Reverence, the Lord had laid down that purity of knowledge and insight into the Course was utter nibbana without attachment, He would have laid down that utter nibbana without attachment is the same as that with attachment. If, Your Reverence, the Lord had laid down that purity arising from knowledge and insight was utter nibbana without attachment, He would have laid down that utter nibbana without attachment is the same as that with attachment. And, Your Reverence, if there were utter nibbana without attachment, apart from these states, the average person would be attained to utter nibbana, for the averaged person, Your Reverence, is apart from these states. Well then, Your Reverence, I will make you a parable, for by a parable, well-informed men here understand the meaning of what is said. Your Reverence, it is as though while King Pasanadi of Kosala was staying in Sarvati, something to be done urgently should arise in Sarkita, and 7 relays of chariots would be arranged for him between Sarvati and Sarkita. Then, Your Reverence, King Pasanadi of Kosala, having left Sarvati by the palace gate, might mount the first chariot in the relay, and by means of the first chariot in the relay, he would reach the second chariot in the relay. He would dismiss the first chariot in the relay, and would mount the second chariot in the relay. He would reach the third chariot in the relay, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and would mount the 7th chariot in the relay, and by means of the 7th chariot in the relay, he would reach the palace gate in Sarkita. While he was at the palace gate, the chief ministers and his kith and kin would question him thus, "Have you, sire, reached the palace gate at Sarkita by means of this relay of chariots from Sarvati?" Answering in what way, Your Reverence, would King Pasanadi of Kosala, when answering, answer rightly? Answering thus, Your Reverence, would King Pasanadi of Kosala, when answering, answer rightly, "Now, as I was staying in Sarvati, something to be done urgently arose in Sarkita. For this they had 7 relays of chariots arranged for me between Sarvati and Sarkita. Then I, having left Sarvati by the palace gate, mounted the 1st chariot in the relay, and by means of the 1st chariot in the relay reached the 2nd chariot in the relay. I dismissed the 1st chariot in the relay and mounted the 2nd chariot in the relay. By means of the 2nd chariot in the relay, I reached the 3rd chariot in the relay, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th. By means of the 6th chariot in the relay, I reached the 7th chariot in the relay. I dismissed the 6th chariot in the relay and mounted the 7th chariot in the relay. By means of the 7th chariot in the relay, I reached the palace gate in Sarkita." Answering thus, Your Reverence, King Pasanadi of Kosala, when answering, would answer rightly. Even so, Your Reverence, purity of moral habit is of purpose as far as purity of mind. Purity of mind is of purpose as far as purity of view. Purity of view is of purpose as far as purity through crossing over doubt. Purity through crossing over doubt is of purpose as far as purity of knowledge and insight into the way and what is not the way. Purity of knowledge and insight into the way and what is not the way is of purpose as far as purity of knowledge and insight into the Course. Purity of knowledge and insight into the Course is of purpose as far as purity arising from knowledge and insight. Purity arising from knowledge and insight is of purpose as far as utter nirvana without attachment. Your Reverence, the Brahma faring under the Lord is lived for the purpose of utter nirvana without attachment. When this had been said, the Venerable Sariputta spoke thus to the Venerable Punya, Mantani's son. What is the Venerable One's name? And how do the Venerable Brahma farers know the Venerable One? Punna is my name, Your Reverence, and the fellow Brahma farers know me as Mantani's son. It is wonderful, Your Reverence, it is marvellous, Your Reverence, that the very deep questions were explained step by step by an instructed disciple who knows the teacher's instruction properly, namely by the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son. It is profitable for the fellow Brahma farers, it is well gotten for the fellow Brahma farers, that they have a chance to see, that they have a chance to visit the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son. Also, if the fellow Brahma farers, carrying the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son, on a roll of cloth on their heads, should get a chance to see him, should get a chance to visit him, this would be profitable for them, and this would be well gotten for them. It is profitable for us, and it is well gotten for us that we have a chance to see, that we have a chance to visit the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son. When this had been said, the Venerable Punna, Mantani's son, spoke thus to the Venerable Sariputta. What is the Venerable One's name, and how do the fellow Brahma farers know the Venerable One? Upatissa is my name, Your Reverence, and the fellow Brahma farers know me as Sariputta. I have been counselling the worthy disciple whom they likened to the teacher, without knowing that it was the Venerable Sariputta. If I had known that it was the Venerable Sariputta, I would not have spoken at such length. It is wonderful, Your Reverence, it is marvellous, Your Reverence, that the very deep questions were asked step by step by an instructed disciple who knows the teacher's instruction properly, namely by the Venerable Sariputta. It is profitable for the fellow Brahma farers, it is well gotten for the fellow Brahma farers, that they have a chance to see, that they have a chance to visit the Venerable Sariputta. Also, if the fellow Brahma farers carrying the Venerable Sariputta on a roll of cloth on their heads should get a chance to see him, should get a chance to visit him, this would be profitable for them, and this would be well gotten for them. It is profitable for us, and it is well gotten for us that we have a chance to see, that we have a chance to visit the Venerable Sariputta. In this way, these two great beings applauded what the other had so well said.